Yo, today's QOD is, I don't think women can have it all. Hold up, allow her to explain. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We've got Indra Nooyi, the former CEO of PepsiCo, on the show today. And today's topic, the clip is something that I've been kind of sitting on for a few months, thinking about, do I want to run this or do I not? Because, you know, topics like this can be offensive to some people, especially when they don't listen to the entire episode. But here's the deal. I've had this conversation with most of my female friends. I've had this conversation with many of my students as well, because about 80% of my students in my courses are women. And the conversation is about conflict. As you know, from listening to the show over the years, your brain does not like conflict. It is hard to get into action and stay in action when the brain is in a state of conflict. And a conflict that comes up with my female friends, as well as my students, is I want to build a successful business, but I fear that by building the successful business, I'm no longer going to be a good mom, and I'm no longer going to be a good wife, and so on. And what Indra does in this clip is she breaks down her experience of navigating both, being the CEO of a huge company and at the same time being a mom, and how asking for help and rallying people is the key to doing both. Indra Nooyi, coming up.
Let me shift from PepsiCo back to you again. We have the now globally famous Anne Marie Slaughter here in the audience. And 2 years ago, she wrote for The New Yorker a perfectly edited, perfectly written story on why women can't have it all. Wait, did I say for The New Yorker? It was actually for The Atlantic. It was a perfectly written, perfectly edited story. So give us your thoughts. You must have been intellectually part of the debate. What's your thought about whether women can have it all?
I read the article. I thought it was one of the most brilliantly written articles.
I can't hear you. One more time.
It was the most unbelievably written article. And you know what? Kudos to the chairman of Atlantic who published it. So, David, my...
I think that's a wrap. Thank you so much for having us today.
But I think Anne-Marie's onto something. I don't think women can have it all. I just don't think so. We pretend we have it all. We pretend we can have it all. You know, my husband and I married for 34 years, and we have two daughters. And every day you have to make a decision on whether you are going to be a wife or a mother. In fact, many times during the day, you have to make those decisions. And you have to co-opt a lot of people to help you. We co-opted our families to help us. We plan our lives meticulously so we can be decent parents. But if you ask our daughters, I'm not sure they will say that I've been a good mom. I'm not sure. And I try all kinds of coping mechanisms. I mean, I'll tell you a story that happened when my daughter went to Catholic school, Convent of Sacred Heart. And every Wednesday morning, they have class coffee with mothers. Class coffee with mothers for a working woman. How is it going to work? How am I going to take off 9 o'clock on Wednesday mornings to go for a class coffee? So I miss most class coffees. My daughter would come home and she'd say, list of all the mothers that were there and you were not their mom. First few times I would die with guilt, but I developed coping mechanisms. I called the school and I said, give me a list of mothers who are not there. So when she came home, in the evening, she'd say, you were not there, you were not there. I said, Mrs. Rag wasn't there, you know, Mrs. So-and-so wasn't there. So I'm not the only bad mother. You know, you have to cope because you die with guilt. You just die with guilt. My observation, David, is that the biological clock and the career clock are in total conflict with each other. Total, complete conflict. When you have to have kids, you have to build your career. Just as you're rising to middle management, your kids need you because they're teenagers. They need you for the teenagers. And that's the time your husband becomes a teenager, too. So he needs you. Sorry. They need you too. So what do? And as you grow even more, your parents need you because they're aging. So we're screwed. I mean, we cannot have it all. But you know what? Coping mechanisms. Train people at work. Train your family to be your extended family. You know, when I'm in PepsiCo, I travel a lot. And when my kids were tiny, especially my second one, we had strict rules on playing Nintendo. She'd call the office. She didn't care whether I was in China or Japan or India or wherever. She'd call the office. The receptionist would pick up the phone. Can I speak to my mommy? Everybody knows if somebody says, can I speak to mommy, it's my daughter. So she'd say, yes, Tara, what can I do for you? I want to play Nintendo. And the receptionist has a set of questions. Have you finished your homework, you know? You see, I say this because that's what it takes. She goes through the questions and she says, okay, you can play Nintendo half an hour. But she leaves me a message. Tara called at 5. This is what the sequence of questions I went through. I've given her permission. So it's seamless parenting. But if you don't do that, I'm serious. If you don't develop mechanisms with your secretaries, with the extended office, with everybody around you, it cannot work. It can. Motherhood, you know, stay-at-home mothering was a full-time job. Being a CEO of a company is 3 full-time jobs rolled into one. How can you do justice to all? You can't. The person that hurts the most with this whole thing is your spouse. There's no question about it. You know, Raj always says, you know what, your list is PepsiCo, 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 your 2 kids, our 2 kids, your mom, and then in the bottom of the list is me. There are 2 ways to look at it. You should be happy you're on the list. Don't complain. He is on the list, very much on the list. But, you know, sorry, David.
It's just so reminiscent of my own life. So.
That was Indra Nooyi. Her website is IndraNooyi.com. You can watch today's talk on the YouTube. It is called Conversation with PepsiCo CEO Indra Nooyi and David Bradley. All right. That is it for me. Pick up my free ebook, The Course Cure, over at SeanCroxton.com and follow me on the Instagram. I got brand new reels up this week at Instagram.com/SeanCroxton. I'm out. I will see you tomorrow with Reverend Ike. Peace.